I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to Dueling Dummies this morning.
Yes, and Inside Out Clothing, a new fad. Anyway, we're speaking with Katie Hollis, who works for 4Flight.
4Flight.
Which everybody's heard about 4Flight, I think.
I would hope so. It's the best product out there.
Okay, she's
likes
the
convinced.
Product. She likes the product, yes. Yeah. She'll use it. So 4Flight is an electronic flight bag, I guess they call it these days.
That is correct. A pilot's best friend.
Oh.
So. I thought that was the dog in the cockpit.
Yeah, right.
Well, not everyone's so fortunate to have a dog that's good in planes. So for all those people, there's 4Flight.
Okay, it barks and everything?
Absolutely. That's a new feature we're working on. Coming to an iPad near you.
Yeah, woof, 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 woof. Great on the radio calls.
Yeah.
So I can do anything practically.
Yeah, just about anything. So I should open this up by saying my go-to line is that I am HR, and so I don't plane or computer. I just weaseled my way in here today.
No, I think you stood still too long.
Yeah. Get her!
last kid picked on the playground, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can do anything from create a flight plan, file it with the FAA. We have a new feature, Observe Turbulence, which has been pretty fantastic, and people are really excited about.
Observe Turbulence.
Yeah, so you can, using the Sentry device, we pull in data on turbulence. Okay. Based on things, so people can start to plan it and see it along their route so they know what to expect.
It's an actual uplink of data from aircraft flying on.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It's like, do we get a break on our car insurance then?
I'm not sure that's quite how that works, but I'm sure you can call Geico.
Yeah, there you go. So this is a new feature.
Yeah, it is. You can go over to the booth at the Boeing Pavilion and check it out.
Now, I'm this thing is going to show me sectionals. It's going to show me my course line?
Yes. Follow the magenta line.
Follow magenta. Oh, always magenta. Can I overlay weather?
Yes, you can. My personal favorite feature is actually the wind speeds layer because it's pink and it's twirly.
Yeah, I should have known. Pink and twirly. That's your call sign now, pink and twirly. We're giving out call signs today. Come on, man. Brain. ADS-B traffic overlay?
Yes.
Wow. Does it have cup holders?
Everything has cup holders these days. Jeez. Yeah.
Made just for a giant Stanley cup.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody
we follow all
those.
The rage. We are right there on top of all the trends.
That's right. You are setting the trends. How long has 4Flight been out there?
We've been out there since 2007. We've been on the App Store since day one. We were the second most expensive app on the App Store, and that was kind of our claim to fame.
Okay. Because everybody wants to buy the second most expensive app on Apple.
The first one was this app that was just called the I Am Rich app. It was $699.99, and it did absolutely nothing except show that you know how to waste a lot of money.
It made the writer rich. That's what it did. Brain right out the window.
Well, 4Flight's been out there since 2007, and undoubtedly you've had multiple upgrades. What about the people behind it? How do they figure this stuff out?
Drugs.
Well, as HR, I'm going to say absolutely no drugs ever. Our people are here, right? You know, we come to all sorts of shows, big ones like AirVenture and Sun & Fun, and small ones across the country and across the world, and we're out there with our customers constantly, not only speaking to them at shows, but also with our pilot support team. Within the app, you know, you have a little button that you can hit to send an email to our support team. And we listen to everyone. You know, we take in all the features that pilots are requesting, and we take them seriously. We work on a roadmap, see if it's feasible. And so by being in touch with our customer base and pilots everywhere, the app continues to grow and expand.
Does the app have any hardware, or does it interface with any hardware other than the iPad?
So we have our Sentry and our Sentry Plus, which is 4Flight branded, and then it also interacts with...
Now we're going to get someone else on mic.
I'm going to phone a friend here, a celeb shot called Jay.
I love it. Yeah, so 4Flight works. 4Flight can integrate with any number of avionics as well. So think any brand name out there, there's a good likelihood 4Flight's going to interface with those through Bluetooth or Wi-Fi on board.
What capabilities will that give you? I'm thinking of... She was talking about the turbulence.
Yeah.
So that's just a data uplink. But can it also be a flight director? Can it talk to my autopilot?
It can. You can transfer flight plans to and from the panel with one or two taps on the iPad, and then one or two taps on many of those avionics solutions out there.
Wow. Doesn't offer anything like synthetic vision or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing that's
it does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, if you're connected to an ADS-B, or I'm sorry, if you're connected to a device with AHARS built in, like the Sentry Plus, or any number of other solutions, it can absolutely offer you that.
We're getting pretty sophisticated here.
Yeah.
Can you fly the plane for me?
So
I need a nap.
Pretty soon you're going to be flying along in the airplane, not doing anything except looking out the window for flight, and all the avionics will be doing it all.
Yep. How many? Do you have any idea how many people are using for flight?
I actually don't have that information, but I know that's not something we usually share. But it is fair to say that it is very much a
more popular app. Six.
More than six, for
There's
sure.
More than six people that work here, so yeah, it's got to be way north
good.
Of that.
That's
now,
good.
What about the commercial airlines? Are they using ForeFlight as well?
They use a product called Flight Deck Pro, which we help build in partnership with Jeppesen, which is another Boeing subsidiary.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you guys provide sectionals in your in ForeFlight plan?
Yeah, you can turn on the VFR sectional. You can also use IFR low and high charts is there as well. But we also have an aeronautical data layer. So what that does is it takes information on the sectionals like VFR waypoints or waypoints navades and things like that, and puts it on a simpler map, which just reduces clutter in the cockpit, which is really nice.
Yeah, for someone like me, it's going to be fine VFR and not, you know, I don't need all that extra stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Last year we released VFR waypoints, and it has been really, really popular. So if you're flying, I'm thinking like, you know, San Francisco Bay, the Golden Gate Bridge is going to be on the map. You know, if it's not obvious to you on the map where it is or in front of you, it's totally out there.
Right. Well, if you miss the Golden Gate, you probably shouldn't be flying. It's kind
of
obvious. But, yeah, we live in the east, which is crowded skies, so that's nice stuff. What about TFRs?
Yep.
Can you they pop up real time?
Yeah, NOTAMs and TFRs are, since they all come with GPS coordinates built in, they're all displayed on the map.
So you guys are updating that hourly?
It's very constantly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's as long as you're connected to data, like internet through Wi-Fi or cellular, you're going to get the latest information.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can I download all that to the iPad, so if I lose my connectivity during a flight, I don't lose my information?
Yeah, we have what's called a pack feature, and so it'll what we say, one thing that we recommend is, you know, once you're planning a flight, let's say it's the night before you want to fly, go ahead and pack then. That'll make sure you have every chart you need downloaded, things like that. Then go ahead and repack that next morning, and it'll update the latest weather and NOTAMs and TFRs and things like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Sorry, I've totally stolen your thunder, Katie.
It's all right. I will. I'll learn how to forgive you.
For now.
For now. Just in front of people.
You better buy our lunch, though.
There are witnesses right now, Jay.
Oh, that's true.
She's being gracious.
Yeah, absolutely.
What new features are you working on? Can you talk about it?
We've got several things in the works right now, but we're really excited to be here at AirVenture because the turbulence feature that Katie mentioned earlier, we're really excited to show off. And then Katie's part of our recruiting team, and this is our first year having a recruiting team here at AirVenture, which is really exciting.
So you're looking for engineers to help develop new additions to ForeFlight.
No. They're looking for engineers to develop things for other people's programs.
That too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, engineers are the core of ForeFlight. We need people to come up with the new features as well as maintain the old ones so that we're constantly delivering the best product possible. But our company is so much more than just engineers. There's obviously people like me who need to rally the engineers and keep them in line. But we have
You mean whip?
You're herding cats, in other words.
But then we have testing analysts to make sure that the software that we're putting out there is functional and will work once the pilot has it in their hands. We have our pilot support team, which is an absolutely crucial function. And then other roles, marketing, sales, and then, yeah, just
Department
the list goes
of
on.
T-shirts.
Department of T-shirts, of course. The most important function.
I agree. Where's mine?
It's in the Boeing store. At the Boeing Pavilion.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can wear a T-shirt properly today, but anyway.
Well, I was going to say, there have got to be a number of different iterations of iPads out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do they all work the same, or are you finding did you have to upgrade the software as a new generation of iPads comes out?
Go for it.
So the latest few generations of iPads are generally supported. I know earlier this year, the iPad Mini 4, which was really, really popular with pilots because it's a small iPad, fits in the cockpit, it was retired, or it was no longer able to be supported just because the what is it? Everything internal to that iPad just can't support the latest development.
Not enough memory, not enough horsepower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live in fear of new operating system updates.
You don't have
CrowdStrike in there, do you?
No. Was something too.
Fourth Flight was Mark saved.
We actually got a lot of questions about that on Friday, on last Friday before. Lots of people were flying to Oshkosh. They're like, is 4Flight going to work? And we were, we were not affected by that.
Good.
Yeah, we put it out on social media, wanted to make sure people knew before they started flying that was case.
With your new turbulence monitoring, if you want to call it that, are you also feeding that data to National Weather Service?
No, it's kept within 4Flight.
Okay.
It's just the way that we can take data, but I don't believe we could send data like that.
Maybe they'll be talking to you saying, yeah, hey, wait a minute, you got all this cool data. Why can't we have some of it?
And, you know, there's always the possibility of add-on hardware, too.
So I download this, and it's a yearly subscription fee, mm-hmm. and there are tiers?
Yeah, it's a yearly subscription fee. There's three tiers. We are also offering specials in the Boeing Pavilion, the 4Flight booth there. So we've got several great offers for people to check out.
As long as we have the iPad.
Fair, or an iPhone, or iOS.
I need the giant iPad with the old man print.
Check out the booth. We have the 12.9-inch iPads over there. They're huge. They're massive.
And I can scale up the fonts, right?
Exactly.
So, look at that. Big print. Anyway.
The old guy font, you know?
Definitely. We've been speaking with, hold on, Katie Hollis, an unnamed coworker.
Uh-oh. Captain Stealth.
There you go.
I can't read that from here.
Jay Wilds.
Thank you, Jay.
This is Digital Dave, blind.
And I'm Fast Eddie, who's trying to figure it all out. And this is EAA Radio.